to the political cesspool known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the second of 3 hours of tonight's political cesspool radio program live broadcast. We are live, unrehearsed, and uncensored. We're red hot and rolling. It's Saturday, June 6th. We're at the studios of WLRM, AM 1380 radio in Memphis, Tennessee, going out around the country, around the world, on the internet, thanks to Liberty News Radio Network at thepoliticalcesspool.org. That's our official internet headquarters. This is the show you've heard about. Maybe you saw us on CNN, read about us in Newsweek magazine or the London Times or who knows where else. We're everywhere. And we're glad that you're here with us tonight. Check out our website. And, of course, if you're tuning in on one of the great affiliate stations that carry the LNR radio programming, we're happy to have you with us as we continue on during tonight's adventure through the political cesspool. Joining me now, we had a big first hour, covered some very positive gains in Europe, talked about the electoral results over there with Carlton Huffman. Close confidant of Pat Buchanan, Keith Alexander, who went behind enemy lines with him. And now I'm joined by regular co-host Winston Smith. Winston, how are you tonight?
Oh, James, I couldn't be better. I had a great day doing some work in our garden, and I started a couple of new compost heaps going. And when I came in this evening and I was getting ready for tonight's show, I was online, and suddenly my Skype account pops up. And it's a good friend of ours from Norway. His name is Morten. And I've emailed with him frequently, and I've been on Skype with him frequently. And he had several cesspool listeners and compatriots of ours. They were having a Skype chat, and they invited me to join them. So for for 30 minutes before I came on the air tonight, I was on Skype with some hardcore cesspool listeners. There's Morten and Hans, and they're in Norway. And there was Jake in Kentucky and Brian in South Florida. And these are all cesspool supporters, cesspool listeners. And we had a great old time just talking with each other. I'll tell you, there is no more congenial crowd than cesspool listeners. They're a great bunch. I'm so proud to be a part of them.
You know, and we get a bum rap. You know, we get a bum rap from people who don't understand that you can speak frankly and candidly on issues that have been falsely labeled as taboo by the cultural Marxist elite. You can talk very openly about these things and not have 1 ounce of hatred in our heart. And certainly, Winston, I echo what you're saying. There's no hate in my heart. It's filled with love. It's filled with love for our people and a love for the fight, the engaging fight of freedom and true equality with regards to an end to affirmative action and promotion based on merit. And that goes for everybody, not just European Americans, but everybody, but specifically our people, our family. I mean, that's something we've got to look out for and place a priority on, just as anyone else from any other racial class would do. But you're right, Winston. We have the greatest fan base in the world, and our people are so friendly, so good-natured, hard-working, honest folk. It just, again, I say this quite a bit. I didn't even intend to get off on this rant right here at the top of the second hour, but since you mentioned it, and I want to say hello, of course, to all of our people in Europe, Norway, wherever you may be listening to us tonight, we love you. This is something, Winston, that is so I am so blessed to be able to have access to the correspondence that comes in via email, via snail mail, whatever the case may be. We have such a loyal and supportive listening audience, and it's an audience that we've cultivated and fought for the last 5 years, and we continue to fight for. They fight for us. They stand with us. And together we've done battle together, and we will continue to do battle together. And we're going to fight until God himself calls us home. And, you know, and things are very good for us right now in the cesspool. It seems like every other week now we're getting interview requests from the biggest publications in the world, whether it be Newsweek or the London Times. We were almost on CNN again last night, Winston. As you know, we can't really go into the details about that because it didn't happen. But I tell you, folks, you don't know what these people think about our show, the kind of respect, whether they hate us or not. And certainly they're not for us when you're talking about these mainstream cable news networks, but They respect us. They respect our audience. They respect the kind of power we're beginning to wield in the paleoconservative movement of American politics. And, of course, Winston, as you also know, one of the biggest newspapers in Germany is dispatching a reporter from Germany to come to Memphis to do an interview with us. And so this is the kind of credibility and name recognition the political cesspool has. And I said all of that to say this. It is all because of listeners like Mort and the others who are tuned in tonight. You have allowed us to serve as your voice. And because of your support, we are making great strides on your behalf. And that is what it's all about.
Well, once again, I just want to give a hearty shout-out to these four gentlemen who just spontaneously invited me into their conversation. It's Morten and Hans there in Norway, Jake in Kentucky, and Brian in South Florida. They're all on Bob Whitaker's Underground. They're very active there. And Hans has written an article for Western Voices World News, and it was published thereon on January 27th of this year. And it's called Hating Whites, and it's an excellent, excellent article. And, you know, James, as I talk with folks like Morten and Hans there in Norway, what strikes me most is how well they understand the situation here in America. And another thing that strikes me about them is their excellent command of the English language. These guys, they speak English better than most Americans that I know.
They've obviously been listening to the cesspool.
Probably. But I'm just sitting here, and my heart is pounding because I got to talk with four really excellent guys who were just, you know, it's Saturday, and they're talking about what makes them up. They're talking about what concerns them, and they're doing it as just four guys who that's what affects them, and they're trying to find ways to have an effect, and they include the political cesspool in that. It thrills my soul.
Well, I hope I'm not being.
We have the best fan base in the world, and I could not be more proud than to just be a servant of these people. If I can just be called a servant of our audience. That's fine with me. I'm happy with that.
I just said we already established we have the best fan base in the world. I guess at some point during this hour, we should probably talk about something of substance. Well, this is of substance, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, we should get back on the scripted, at least back on to topic or some of the things we wanted to cover in tonight's agenda. But I guess before we move on completely, Winston, I hope I'm not being too presumptuous to assume that each of these fine four gentlemen are tuned in live right now.
I'm looking at their Skype chat now, and yeah, they are. They're listening right now.
There you go. So from South Florida to Norway.
To Western Kentucky.
Everyone's tuned in. Hopefully maybe even out there in California. What do you think? You think we got anybody out in California?
I'm certain we do.
At least one. Come on, somewhere. We got a call from Pasadena last week. Yeah, we got listeners.
Yeah.
We got listeners everywhere, and we're grateful to have everyone. Well, Winston, what should we talk about? What can we bring to this great audience's attention that they would want to hear us pontificate on? I mean, there's so much. Oh, by the way, you know, Winston, you like meeting and speaking with these fine men and women as much as I do. And if anyone else enjoys this sort of fellowship and camaraderie, the kind of fellowship and camaraderie that can only present itself when you're in each other's company, whether it be over a conversation, telephone. As Winston just mentioned, look at how pumped up Winston got just by Skyping with someone. Think of how much joy would fill your heart if you were able to meet us in person. And you can do it later this month, in fact, in Jackson, Mississippi. We're all going to be there. The whole gang will be there. I'll be there. We're going to be broadcasting remotely on Saturday, the 27th of June from Jackson, Mississippi at the Council of Conservative Citizens Conference. We're going to be doing a live remote broadcast down there. I'm telling you, folks, you want to be a part of that action. Stay tuned for the guest we've got coming up in a few minutes, Gordon Lee Baum. He is the CEO of the council, and he's going to let you know how you can come. He's going to let you know what all is on the agenda down there for this riveting, enthralling, engrossing conference, who's going to be speaking, and what festivities there'll be for you to partake. We're going to get to that in a second, but I'm just saying, if you want to share, if you want to know what Winston's talking about, come and be in the presence of a couple of hundred like-minded Confederates, and you will know. That being said, Winston, I don't know how much time left we've got to get into anything of actual news. I don't know how much time we have to commentate a news story here before we go to our next commercial break. So I'll let you just run out the clock, and then we'll reset during the word from our sponsor, and then we'll come back with some news before we go to our next guest.
How much time do we have before we go to break?
It couldn't be much. I don't know. You've got me so, you know, so pumped over here. I don't have a clock.
Well, it's just good to talk about our great fans, and I never tire of doing it. I know that in the final hour, I was supposed to talk about my my visit to the county commissioners, Shelby County Commissioners meeting, and then I was to interview one of our listeners, Craig Langley. But if you wouldn't mind, James, I'll take some time now and talk about the county commissioners' office, county commissioners' meeting, so that we can.
Well, we'll have to do it after the break, Winston, because there's our music.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Hey, Winston, we'll keep that third hour as previously planned for tonight's broadcast. But one thing I want to talk to you about, I guess this is probably one of the most basic conversations you could have. I mean, our listening audience is pretty much advanced in their political science PhD, but let's just go back to the very beginning. The word racist is thrown around a lot. Newt Gingrich was calling Sotomayor a racist, and then, of course, he realized that it's politically incorrect for a white person to call a minority a racist, but, of course, they can call us a racist for any cause, no cause, whatever. For the detractors of this program that would say that this is a racist broadcast or a program that's white supremacist in nature, how would you respond to that, Winston?
James, I couldn't hear that last part. Could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, I was just saying, for the people who would claim that this is a racist broadcast or a white program, white supremacist in nature, how would you combat that?
If they're going to claim that we are a racist program, that we are a racist organization, then they need to look at the hand that's pointing that finger at us, because there are three or four other fingers pointing right back at them. Because we are doing nothing but claiming the same rights and benefits of kinship among our own people that every other race and ethnicity does. There are organizations for black people. There are organizations for mestizos. There are organizations and programs for Jews. And none of them are ever called racist. It's only white people who are called racists. Whenever we try to band together, whenever we try to just be among our own, not to denigrate any other race, or not to attack any other race, but when we just want to be among our own, when we want to enjoy the distinctives of our own culture, that's when it's called racist. But we are doing nothing that every other race and ethnicity is doing.
You know, Winston, of course, if European Americans gathered together to do anything other than apologize for being white, then, of course, it's called a Klan rally or a neo-Nazi rally or some other garbage, and that's nonsense, of course. And the double standards and disconnects of political correctness are too numerous to mention, but this is something, you know, they wanted to have me on television to talk about segregated proms. And mm-hmm. I said, well, you know, I think it's perfectly natural and healthy if some schools want to still do that, if it's something that the parents choose to do. I am all for the freedom of association, freedom of assembly. I have no problem with it whatsoever. I would gladly come on and advocate their position. And I said, you know, but if you really want to look into a racist entity or a racist organization, why don't you look into the Congressional Black Caucus? I mean, this is a group of congressmen that have set up tent in Congress, no less. And when the white liberal Democrat Steve Cohen tried to join the ranks of the Congressional Black Caucus, they said, no way, no how. We're not going to allow it. You're white. You can't be a part of this club. I mean, could you imagine, Winston, had it been? And never have we advocated that there be such groups, per se.
But I mean, certainly we believe. Just on the federal level, even in the Tennessee State House, a couple of years ago, there was a white state congressman named Stacey Canfield, who wanted to join the Tennessee Congressional Black Caucus, and they basically told him to jump in the lake.
Well, and you know, and I don't really have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with that at all. I think they should be able to do that. I applaud that, in fact. I think it's normal, natural, and healthy. I just think we should be allowed to do that, too, if we so choose.
I was looking at I was watching an interview that Nick Griffin did with somebody over in Britain, and the interviewer tried to make much of the fact that that the British National Party is a whites only party, and Nick Griffin, I got to say before I say any more, I love Nick Griffin. That man, you can look in his eyes and you can see how much he cares for his people, and you can see how much he is not just a man for the people, but a man of the people. Nick Griffin has paid the price, and he has not just survived but prevailed. But this interviewer was trying to make much of the fact that the British National Party was a whites-only party, and Nick Griffin quickly and correctly shot back that every other race has its representatives. They're in the British police forces. There are black police associations. There are Muslim police associations. There is representation for every ethnicity in Britain except explicitly white. And Nick Griffin, he handled that so gracefully and so precisely and so thoroughly that the interviewer was left fumbling for a comeback, and he failed miserably.
Well, it's not hard to trip up these intellectual lightweights that pose as reporters. But, you know, and Nick Griffin, I mean, what would you expect from a guy who's appeared on the cesspool as a guest, as Nick Griffin has? I mean, that's the kind of you'd expect him to be smarter than that, than his adversary there. But, again, over here stateside, Winston, I mean, what do you got? You got the NAACP. They seek the advancement of colored people, not all Americans, colored people only. You've got La Raza, a group whose sole interest is to advance, at any means necessary, the interest of the Hispanic people. La Raza means the race. But yet, you know, we are the ones. We are the ones because we, you know, we dare fight for true equality on a legal basis. I mean, equality really doesn't exist in the natural world, but at least on a legal basis, this program advocates for true equality. We don't want anyone to be second-class citizens, but we especially don't want to be second-class citizens. And we believe that affirmative action is race-based discrimination. We believe that people should be offered the chance to move themselves forward through life, through academics, through financial gain, through any sort of promotion there is based upon merit and their own good works. But then you've got organizations like NAACP, La Raza. Never are these groups, of course, labeled as racist or supremacist. Only the ones who dare advocate that whites should do more than be the support group of the regime.
Oh, for crying out loud, James, we're about to have a Supreme Court justice who is a member in good standing, a card-carrying member of La Raza.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about.
If we had a Supreme Court nominee who was, say, a card-carrying member of the Council of Conservative Citizens or a card-carrying member of European Americans United, there would be no end to the invective poured out upon that person, and he would probably be disbarred immediately, and they would try to find a way to bring him up on charges.
Well, this is the thing about it. I guess, you know, even after all of the things we've been through, and we've been through so much on this show, and it's a badge of honor to share these scars, but I guess there's still just some sort of a, I wouldn't say a soft spot, but it still gets under my skin, just the egregious double standards and hypocrisies, the fact that people would claim that we are the racist one and these other organizations are absolved of such allegations. Anyway, but speaking of Newt Gingrich, before we go to break, you know, he was calling Sotomayor what she was, which is, in fact, a racist. I mean, she said something that I don't think we've ever said on the program, that just solely because she is a Latino woman, she is more gifted, more intelligent, better suited to make decisions than a white male would be. She said that, okay? And Newt Gingrich called her out for being a racist, but then, of course, GOP bigwigs, desperate to betray their only supporters, white people, in a futile attempt, as we wrote on the blog, to reach out to Hispanics, jumped down Gingrich's throat for calling Sotomayor a racist and talked him into apologizing. And, you know, with a guy like Gingrich, a fraud like he is, it wasn't hard to do, Winston. This is the same guy, the con artist, who recently teamed up with Al Sharpton to declare that the civil rights issue of the 21st century is that the government hasn't done more to close the gap between white and black IQ scores. Anyway, this just is, again, is a prime example of the double standards again, Winston. You can't call anyone a racist unless they're white, and frankly, I'm sick of it. And we're not going to allow these Marxist constructs. We're not going to allow these shut-up words to stifle our opinion. We are going to continue to fight on this show for the people who support us and for the people who we love. Name-calling be damned. We'll be back with
Don't
more right after this.
The political cesspool, guys. We'll be back right after these messages. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool. Call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. We gotta get
out of this place. Welcome back to the show, everyone. As the time continues to roll on this evening, I continue to be joined by more and more members of the hosting staff. Now, in addition to Winston Smith and myself, Bill Rowland has joined us. Bill, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, James. Actually, I've got Gordon Baum on the line right now, and if you can just put me on hold, I will have him up and running. We thought we were going to get him, but he is on the line waiting right now, and I'm going to give him the call-in number, and we'll have Gordon with us in just a moment.
All right. So with that being said, you heard it there, audience. I mean, and this, again, proves, we always like to prove from time to time, although we never do it on purpose, that we are live, uncensored, and unrehearsed. I mean, this is live radio at its best. This is what we are. This is why you love us so much. But yes, Gordon Lee Baum, Esquire, the chief executive officer of the Council of Conservative Citizens for the last four, five, six decades, America's leading conservative organization. They have done so much for the conservative cause and have won so many battles on our behalf. Gordon is going to be on to tell us tonight about the 2009 Annual Council of Conservative Citizens National Conference. This is an annual showcase that the CFC puts on that is open to the public every summer, and this year it just happens to be June 26th and 27th. That's a Friday and a Saturday in Jackson, Mississippi. They have secured a five-star hotel and resort, very posh accommodations, but affordable at the same time because we are conservatives, both fiscally and socially, and so we're not going to be booking up any sort of $300 a night hotel for our people, but we'll all be there. As we said earlier in the program, the entire political cesspool hosting staff, members of our production team, of course, our listeners from around the country, and then not the least of which, let's mention, I mean, let's face it, it's the CFCC's conference. Their members are going to be there, and it's always a good time to be had, and we're going to go to Gordon right now and find out more about it in greater detail so you can make the decision to join us there in Jackson. By the end of this half hour, I guarantee you, you're going to be making your travel plans. Gordon, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am. How are you doing, James?
Doing good, buddy. Great to have you back on the show.
Glad to be on.
We didn't know if we were going to get you there for a second.
Oh, just a little mix up there on the phone.
But that happens from time to time.
We're really bright chaps, and we figured it out.
Well, you know, these phones, you know, sure, it's been a couple hundred years, but, you know, you still gotta figure them out from time to time. Anyway, Gordon, it's great to have you tonight. As I said, the big annual confab, the showcase, the CSCC National Conference, it's coming up. But before we get into the details of that, for anyone who's perhaps been on another planet since we've been on the air the last few years, what is the CSCC all about? What is this organization?
Well, the Council of Conservative Citizens is now 20 years old. It's the largest rights organization in the country. We have members in every state union and chapters in 28 states, and we have members in foreign countries. And we serve as a voice and an active advocate for the no longer silent conservative majority on issues such as immigration, quotas, affirmative action, control, right to carry, Second Amendment rights, Tenth Amendment rights for states' rights, and a whole plethora of conservative causes. And we are what they would refer to as paleocons instead of neocons. They're primarily interested in setting up an empire around the world and helping rich people, work for the working middle class people in far America.
So basically, any issue that someone would tune into this program to hear about, you cover it from the conservative perspective, and that's what we're all about. So it goes without saying, we've been allied with you, Gordon, for quite some time. We wholeheartedly endorse and support the CFCC, and we want people to be here at this conference. With that being said, Bill, I'm going to turn it over to you. I know you came on the program tonight specifically so you could be on the air with Gordon, so I don't want to hog all of his time.
Well, I'll tell you, James, we have got a really absolutely first-rate and blue ribbon panel of speakers, and speakers are going to be at this meeting. First off, of course, will be our featured speaker, who's going to be Jared Taylor of American Renaissance, a frequent guest on this show, someone who has, I think, certainly one of the most articulate spokesmen for white rights here and around the world.
If people have not heard Jared speak in person, they've really missed something, because he's a Yale graduate in American Renaissance publication. Gives you more facts about the race issue than any other publication in the country. And the book he wrote, Paid with Good Intention, The Failure of Race Relations in the United States, should be a primer for everybody that's interested in the race issue.
Correct. And then, of course, after that, we have sort of a new, I guess, a new acquaintance of ours, someone we have promoted both on this show and through the council newspaper, the Citizen Informer, Craig Boddicker, a filmmaker who made, I think, probably one of the most outstanding documentaries on race in the United States. The documentary is entitled A Conversation About Race. And he is going to be screening his film, his documentary, on Friday night, really the first night of the conference.
And I believe you'll have some there in case anybody wants to purchase one.
Exactly. And Craig will be, we'll have copies of his outstanding documentary there.
But I've heard nothing but rave reviews. I haven't viewed it yet, but I'm looking forward to it because everything I've heard about it is an excellent, excellent video.
Yes,
well, it absolutely is. And, of course, we recently did a fundraising promotion with that as the incentive, and we got a remarkable response. And, by the way, since we are talking about Craig Boddicker and his DVD, if you did respond to our fundraising plea, you'll be getting that DVD within the next 7 days in the mail. So stay tuned for that. Anyway, back to you, Bill.
Or a free kit, depending on, you know, which we run out of first. But
that's
probably
it.
You know, if you don't get Boddicker's film, you will get a free kit. I'm not serious, audience. No kidding. After that, Merlin Miller, the award-winning producer and director.
Is there going to be a panel with Merlin and our famous James Edwards and Boddicker?
Yeah, I was waiting for somebody to mention me. Thank you, Gordon.
But it's going to be on the media. I think Bill's the one that set this up. But it's going to be our media experts and our radio superstar, James Edwards. And Merlin Miller is a film producer and Boddicker with his DVD, so that ought to be a very interesting panel.
Yeah, outstanding panel, no doubt, and that's going to be the first night of the conference on Friday night. Then on Saturday, Reverend Colonel Robert Slim, who is an expert on, among other things, South Africa, lived in South Africa and knows the situation there quite well, and, of course, usually Reverend Slim's speeches tell us something about how well multiculturalism is working in other parts of the world and black empowerment. And then, of course, another favorite of this show, another eloquent spokesman for our folk, and that is Sam Dixon Esquire of Atlanta, Georgia. And he will be there as a speaker as well. And, of course, Sam is just an orator par excellence. I mean, certainly one of the great speakers, as far as I'm concerned, of all time. Always gives an outstanding and entertaining speech. Miles Wolpin, PhD.
He's got a PhD and a JD, and he's going to speak on our first affirmative action president. He's Professor Myers from the University of New York. Graduate from Columbia.
Dr. Paul Fromm of Canada. Now, Paul Fromm has been in the news lately because he has certainly been involved in some actual street-level activity as far as free speech goes and the rights of free speech in Canada. And his speeches are always, you can't believe how oppressive and totalitarian the government is in Canada with regards to people exercising the right of free speech.
And Paul is not a boring speaker. He's a very interesting. He's got humor mixed in with it. He has the largest immigration reform group in Canada, and he's on our international, or he's on our international board.
and another newcomer, really, to speakers among Council of Conservative Citizens, you know, at Council of Conservative Citizens conferences, is Dr. Chris Cummins of Mississippi, and he will be there speaking. Gordon, you know anything about his speech?
Who is this, Tom Sunick?
No, Dr. Cummins.
Dr. who? I'm
Chris
having a hard
Cummins.
Time hearing you.
Chris Cummins of Mississippi.
Oh, I'm not really sure. Bill Lord lined it up. I think he's going to talk about his experience in Afghanistan. You know, he's a medical officer, a young guy.
Right. Oh, yes, right. He sent me some letters from Afghanistan, some of which we'll be publishing in the Citizens Informer. Fascinating.
But he had a bird's-eye view for 6 months of the war being engaged in Afghanistan. And if I understand it correctly, his job was to patch up the wounded Muslims.
Hey, Gordon, Bill, Winston, set tight for just a second. We're coming up on another commercial break. Y'all have spent the last few minutes just detailing some of the great speakers that will be there on stage at the CSCC National Conference a little later on this month in Jackson. Gordon, you mentioned Dr. Tom Sunick, Croatian diplomat,
that's gonna be an
author,
talk.
Professor.
We'll talk about
that when he we come and Jared back. Were both on the show just last week, so they're all going to be there in person. We're going to talk more about this when the political cesspool continues right after these words from our sponsors. Sit tight, everybody.
We've been working hard, babe. Yeah. Every night, every day long. Yeah.
Don't go away. The political cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show. James Edwards here, as mentioned, along with Winston Smith, Bill Rowland, and our featured guest for the hour, Gordon Lee Baum, Esquire, the Chief Executive Officer of the Council of Conservative Citizens. The only host not in studio right now is Eddie the Bombardier Miller, who just returned home from New York, and he got some great pictures of himself wearing his political cesspool T-shirt on top of the Empire State Building in front of Radio City Music Hall, Times Square. We're going to have all of those posted to the website. You got to see the Bombardier in the Big Apple wearing his political cesspool shirt. So we're going to get to that. Anyway, in the last segment, Gordon was on detailing a very impressive list of speakers that are going to be there for your listening enjoyment at the CSCC conference June 26th and 27th, just 2 weeks away in Jackson, Mississippi. But Gordon, the speakers themselves, as great as they are and as great as they have always been, as great as they will be this year, that's only half the reason to come to the conference. The other half, and perhaps far more important than becoming educated and entertained, is the fact that you'll have the opportunity to spend time and fellowship in the company of a couple of hundred like-minded individuals, good, hardworking, conservative Christians from around the country. You can't place a premium on that, can you, Gordon?
No, they're from Canada, Croatia, Alaska, Colorado, California. We got about a half a dozen from New York, New Jersey, Philadelphia, all the southern and border states in the Midwest. And so it's an opportunity to meet fellow activists from all around the country.
And it's in these situations where opportunities for solutions, ideas and solutions present themselves. You just can't discount that. And you should stress that point. We do stress that point because so few of these opportunities exist in any given calendar year. I mean, there really are, on a good year, only one or two meetings of this magnitude in the country. And this year, I think this is the only one. So this is an opportunity people can't afford to miss. Am I right, Bill?
Absolutely. And I might say that right now the conference is I think it's shaping up to be one of the biggest we've had in a long, long time. I mean, so many people are registering. So many people are getting hotel reservations and planning on coming to the conference. I know Gordon's phone has been ringing off the wall about the conference, and our website has been taking requests for information about the conference and membership in the Council of Conservative Citizens. So, you know, it's shaping up to be really an outstanding event and should be packed with lots of really first class and admirable white folks, you know, people who have come to share their views and opinions and ideas with people of their of similar background. And so, you know, I can't emphasize enough that if you're not a member of the council, now's the time to join. And certainly if you come to one conference, you'll be convinced that, in fact, the CFCC is the most active and most effective conservative organization in America.
Well, Gordon, I want to say this before I turn this next question over to you. When I called to make my reservations a couple of weeks ago, I got one of the final rooms, and that is because this conference sold itself out early. Now, since then, I want to be clear, since then, you, Gordon, and the council have reserved an additional block of rooms to meet the demand of people wanting to come to this conference. So, folks, you're not going to be alone here. You want to be in the presence of good people. Come to this conference. And we have been promoting this conference in passing a few minutes here, a few minutes there on our shows for the past few weeks. But we wanted to be sure to do a full, detailed 30-minute segment on this conference tonight, because this is pretty much the last chance you'll have to make a reservation and still have enough time to get your affairs in order to get down there, take a trip. You still got 2 weeks to plan it. So, Gordon, for those who have been listening and thinking about it, perhaps now they've made up their mind, man, I sound like an infomercial, but this is coming from the heart, folks. I really want you to be there. Gordon, if people are thinking about coming tonight, how can they RSVP, get more information, make a reservation? Who do they need to call?
Well, they can call our office in St. Louis at 636-940-8474. It's area code 663-940-8474. 636, I had it backwards. 636, area code 940-8474. Then go to our website, cofcc.org, or they can contact you or Bill and get further information. Now, they don't have to be a member to attend.
That's right.
Any like-minded person is welcome. And we've got even more speakers. I think Bill's going to add a few more to it. And then I got one, I don't know if Bill has, is not a professor, Brent Nelson, is going to speak about the illegal immigrants and how they helped elect Obama, the impact they had on our last national election.
And, of course, at these conferences, there's always a time for musical entertainment, great banquet dinners, and then, of course, the commiseration that takes place over a couple of cold beers, and you know how that is, Bill.
Well, it's only $40 to attend, but that includes the banquet on Saturday. They're going to have a nice Mississippi banquet on Saturday.
That's right.
And that's Jerry Taylor, and then we've got awards that we give to some of our most active members that day for the last year. And but that includes the banquet, and it's $40 a person or $75 for a couple.
So there you have it, folks. For $40 for an individual plus your hotel room for two nights, you're going to be in the middle of all of this, the biggest conservative gathering in the year 2009. And again, for more information, to RSVP, to make a reservation, you need to call Gordon Baum at the CFCC headquarters in St. Louis. That number again, 636-940-8474, 636-940-8474. And if you need an email address, just email me and we'll make sure it gets forwarded to the appropriate contact people. Email us, media@thepoliticalcesspool.org, media@thepoliticalcesspool.org, M-E-D-I-A, and we will make sure it gets delivered and you get an answer right away so you can make a reservation before the new work week comes on Monday. Gordon, anything else that we should add that we failed to ask you so far?
Well, people don't have to stay at the hotel. It's more convenient. But Jackson is not as big as Memphis or St. Louis, and it's only 15, 20 minutes from anywhere in Jackson to the hotel. And if they want to stay at a less expensive hotel, Jackson, like any fairly big city, has got lots of motel rooms. Or if you want to stay right there at the venue, we've now got another block opened up due to Bill Lord, who's our coordinator for Mississippi. He's actually the one that's putting the whole show on. And so they don't have to stay there. All they have to do is, and they can pay the $40 with a Visa or a MasterCard or whatever over the phone. Or if they want, they can mail it to us and get it to us in time. If they've got our address, which is CFCC, P.O. Box 22-1683, St. Louis, Mo. 63122. P.O. Box 22-1683, St. Louis, Mo. 63122. But, Bill, do you want to go ahead with some of the other speakers?
Yeah, I'm going to just run down this list real quick. Kyle Rogers, CFCC webmaster. Nathan Haas Rager, assistant editor of the Citizens Informer. Bill Rowland, y'all know all about him. Reverend Dennis McKay, Phil Wolf, Greg Stewart, Dr. Gary Roper, all these people either have written books or speak on topics about which they are experts, and all of the topics are interesting. And, of course, last but not least, our good friend, Dr. Tom Sunich, who will be speaking to us about politics in Europe and how Europe is turning to the right. But also, here's the big bonus.
We're going on right now,
politician.
And he's going to give us, our government ignores it, but the right wing is doing good all across Europe, and he's going to give us an in-depth analysis of the EU elections, which are over today.
Everyone, well,
Gordon, we talked about that with Carlton Huffman in the first hour, and this is so important, and I'm glad to know that someone is going to be there at the council to address this as well from the podium. Bill, a final thought.
Well, no final thoughts except make your reservations now. And as I said, everyone attending the conference will receive a free kit while supply lasts.
Well, Gordon, I think the question that's on everyone's mind in our listening audience is, will your dog be coming?
No.
The dog we've been hearing throughout this interview.
We've got one of our directors that won't stay there because he wants to bring his dog, so he's staying in a different hotel because they don't allow dogs.
Okay, so no dogs. Had to ask, you know. But, all right, Gordon, thank you so much, my friend, for coming on tonight. And we look forward to seeing you, along with everyone else that's been mentioned, in a couple of weeks, June 26th and 27th there in Jackson. Again, for more information, folks, call that number we've been giving out or email us, media@thepoliticalcesspool.org, and we'll forward it over to the Council of Conservative Citizens. We hope to see you there. We'll be talking about it more in the next couple of weeks. But until then, we got to take a break. So, Gordon, thank you. Bill, thank you. I know you just came on to talk to Gordon tonight. Winston Smith and I will continue on during the third and final hour tonight, right after these words from our sponsors and the national news brought to you by Liberty News Radio Network. And don't forget to check out our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org, the third hour. We're going to talk, you listen to this, you're not going to believe it, poetry. We're going to talk poetry before we run out of time tonight. Poetry in the political cesspool. You got to stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Believe it or not, there's a third hour of tonight's installment of The Political Cesspool coming your way right after these messages.